Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming.
Very contentious very episode. Heated episode.
We should
starring Rob, Zach, Madalana, and Jay.
Oh, we should add a little clip from. I'll download my
screen
and I'll add a little.
No.
We could add it at the end as a little bonus.
Zach Alana and I listen to another podcast where they talk about their behind the scenes arguing. It's not entertaining.
No, just a little clip at the end where we're all just screaming about the schedule.
Well, at the end of every episode, we say, "So, what are we doing next week?" And then that's when we can start arguing about it again.
There you go. But this week, we're doing Skeleton Crew episodes 3 and 4, where the show is getting real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, I have so many questions. This show is bringing up so many mysteries. It better not get canceled.
There's so many X-Wings.
That too.
There were just the 2 X-Wings?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
That was like a lot of X-Wings.
Okay.
It's 2 less than what was in Mandalorian.
It went a little bit off the rails, I think, for me. Like, I still like it, but it had some problems.
How did it go off the rail?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, we're playing Marvel Rivals as soon as Matt hits the play button.
We need Alana.
We're still waiting for Rob.
No, Rob's here.
We're waiting for Alana.
Yeah, we're waiting for Alana. All right, so the third episode starts with a great beginning. The parents at home talking to the security droid about how their children have escaped the barrier.
It's probably scary.
And they're like, the supervisor tells you to shut up and deal with it.
It's forbidden. They're like, the droid is like, it's forbidden, so that's it.
Nothing we can do. And then all these Karens start complaining.
Yeah,
to the supervisor.
Yeah, they're Karens because they want their children back.
Hey, just follow the law.
Yeah, what a Karen. Their children is lost in space.
But it is true. I mean, calling him the supervisor does kind of invoke that kind of idea. You know?
I like how the one father is just like, just shuts down and just starts thinking.
Well, he's going to come up with his own solution.
Yeah.
I think that's like his badass moment where he's gonna like
do something good.
Yeah, he's gonna kick it up a notch. He takes off his glasses and becomes a badass.
Yeah, so this part reminded me of possibly like of what was the series we just watched?
Ranger Things.
No. All the animated
the
video A-Team? Game stuff. The video, video stuff.
Oh,
the
Golden Girl.
What?
Secret level.
Where one of the later shows, the daughter steals stuff and then flies off, and then he chases her around town. Always forever late.
Mm-hmm.
As she grows old. I want her to be old by the time dad catches her and be like, okay.
Oh, wow.
That would be heavy.
That's serious. Yeah.
Are they trying to normalize bearded Mr. Fantastic so people don't get mad that Pedro Pascal wouldn't shave his mustache?
No,
he looks more like John Krasinski to me.
Yeah, 100% in this. No, I think they keep him in a beard now because they don't want him to be mixed up with the Mastermind.
Who?
The Mastermind, which is an alternate version of Mr.
You mean
Fantastic.
The Thinker?
Yeah, but he's also called Mastermind at times. So who's very clean shaven and a villain? So, and plus he's a little grimmer.
Anyway, so they so our heroes, the kids and Jude Law escape from the spell, and they have a debate about whether or not he's a Jedi.
So what do the Tuesday Night Gamers think? Do you think he's a Jedi?
Definitely not.
No, he's definitely not a Jedi.
Do you think he's a Force user, though?
No, it's magnets.
Yes.
Magnets?
It's string.
It's string. No, he only does it on metal.
What?
He only does the Force on metal.
Oh, so is he like?
Are we being the Fantastic Four? We are.
Is he like the Mandalorian? What's his face? I can't think of names today. The fake Jedi in Mandalorian, or in
Camille and Jedi?
In Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camille.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that guy.
Who?
Camille.
Camille Nanjiani.
The the fake Jedi who
Indian guy.
Oh yeah,
save people away.
Yeah. So I yeah. I mean, it's they did a good job keeping it ambiguous, but I don't know.
I think he's definitely has the Force. He's definitely been trained. I think he might be potentially a former youngling or formerly trained, but not full-fledged, like didn't fully pass the
training. I feel like if he would must be a lot older if he was a youngling. Because, like, think about, this is after Return of the Jedi, and Obi-Wan Kenobi was like an old man.
Yeah.
Yep. Good point.
The Jedi's are all gone. Yeah. Like, is this like right after Return of the Jedi? Like,
right.
The whole point.
It's been ages.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? God. Oh, he's not. Right. Yeah, he's not a Jedi. He's magnets.
Okay. So, do you guys also notice he couldn't sense that droid that came by?
That's the droid.
Yeah, so when they're hiding in the corridor, a droid comes by, and KB noticed that it was there, but
I didn't notice that.
Maybe KB is the
Maybe
force,
she's but... a droid. Duck, yeah. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Yeah.
Well, KB's got all the fancy the Forge goggles.
Yeah, she's the most interesting character of the children.
Nah.
I don't know
of
about
the children.
That.
Boring of the character.
Of the children. KB? Yes, KB.
What about Fern?
No.
She's like, doesn't get along with her.
What about Neil?
Neil?
Yeah.
Neil.
It's hard because he doesn't like emote because his face is like stuck.
Hey, that's not his fault.
No, I agree, but, you know.
Die, BP.
I don't want to be mean to like the kid actors, but I do feel like KB's, the actress that plays KB, is the worst one. I mean, it's kind of a hard role to play, but.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not going to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this guy plays Lobot's the greatest actor of all time, but we'll never know.
He definitely is.
So they escape, and then they get to the ship, and I like the part where they're like, don't do you Jedi always say you never leave a man behind?
Yeah. I did you guys see the thing coming where he was like, I never actually said I was a Jedi?
Yeah.
Which is a very Jedi thing to say. It's like, I don't know, Obi-Wan's like, well, from a certain point of view, like
that was a good line out where he's like, that's not a Jedi thing. Jedi don't say that.
Yeah. Also, Guru fell asleep, so I went back and watched it again. And there's a part where they say, you can do it. You're a Jedi, right? And he kind of makes like a non-committal sound.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
He says, of course. I was watching it with subtitles.
Ooh, you were? You finally broke down, dude?
Really?
Yeah, I did, because I couldn't understand what people were saying.
You don't understand kids?
Yeah. I didn't understand kids, yeah. Yeah, just my own. Yeah. But yeah, no, he says, course. I mean, that's one of the things where it's like, that's his moment to say, oh, am I saying, is he saying he's a Jedi or not? Yeah. Yeah. All right, so they get they get back to the ship, and then they say, no, we have to turn around. Oh, did they backcap on us? No, okay.
C9.
Yeah, C9. Did we C9? No. I did like the line where he's like, you're not going to go back and leave me. You're not going to blast off without me, are you? And then leaves, and then Fern immediately says, we should blast off and leave without him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all kind of checks out.
That was a funny line.
Yeah, but they also make a good point where they were like, we're just kids. We can't do this. It's like, finally, somebody has a little bit of sense.
What? Kids could do anything they want.
But yeah, so he goes back in to get the S&M droid. And do you guys like the battle droid member, Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Yeah.
Can't believe he went back for the droid. It's like going back for the cat and alien.
Well, the kids wouldn't leave without it.
Yeah, they weren't.
No, I know.
I want to help.
Ah, you help me. Ow, I died.
So they get him back, and
all Jedi go and eventually go back for the droids. They're just too good.
Yeah, they gotta do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down that he's the pirate captain. I don't know how they do that. Did SM33 confirm that he's the pirate captain?
I don't think he revealed. What he runs into his old buddy. His old buddy who's so loyal to him.
Right.
Which, they never actually show what happens to the old buddy. So presumably he kills him?
Oh, yeah, the guy who looks like the Bulba, I think he looks like.
I don't really see that, but
I forget what alien he was. He kind of looked like that. Yeah, it would be a shame if you heard about so-and-so.
What, I thought this part was a really good scene. I thought it had pretty good tension. Where he's like, oh, Crimson Jack, you always were my old buddy.
My friend.
Jack is a real pirate name. It's not a very Star Wars name.
Well, yeah, I was like, does a pirate really need to be named Jack?
I know, right? Like,
every time.
Yeah. We named the monkey Jack.
So what do I have here? Oh yeah, yeah. So this is the part that I really didn't like.
What's that?
He gets back to the ship and they're trying to escape and they're stuck on the fuel line. And the line that line was funny where he's like, that's a really well made fuel line.
Yeah,
that was funny. But then they can't get off of the they can't get off of it normally. So he hits the hyperdrive and can go to hyperspace from Atmo and detach the fuel line.
That's ridiculous.
Like, give me a break. What was it? Like,
why? What's wrong with that?
Jay!
If it's strong enough that he can, like, fly all over the place, why didn't it just tear the ship apart when it jumped to hyperspace?
You can't jump to hyperspace in Atmo. You just can't. Like, that's, like, the Star Wars... That's the one rule of Star Wars.
Atmo?
You can't hyperspace it out of Atmo.
So you couldn't jump to hyperspace when there's ships in front of you, but we've already seen that. That's a fake.
That was bad, too. But this is, like, is it just a contest of who can break the most rules?
Yeah.
What's most
like everyone heard of Holdo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on, back. So the rest of you guys back me up on this, like.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It didn't bother me, but I agree.
How did it bother you?
I don't know. It just didn't.
I don't know. Star Wars just does whatever the fuck they want with hyperdrive now.
Very
after the Last Jedi, it's all downhill.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh.
All right, so that really bothered me. I liked how I didn't notice this before. But now I guess I'm noticing it. SM33 sounds like a pirate.
Yeah.
He's like a pirate. He's like, yarr.
I actually right up to that part. I liked when he's like, well, I'll be telling you this and I won't be repeating myself. They're definitely from somewhere. That was like great. Usually I'm not the biggest fan of the token droids that they need to throw at death. Every single show to sell toys, but this guy, I like it.
This guy's all right. This guy's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's all right in my book.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Jason Black Panther.
He's not like an S tier droid, but yeah, he's like.
Die, my brother.
Well, I think my least favorite token droid is the one from Andor.
Which one?
Wow.
Yeah, remember there's just like a little. It looks like a little Roomba.
Oh, I was gonna say, what about that one from the show with the little pip droid thing? The one we just watched with Hot Jason.
Secret.
Secret
Bubble? Acolyte, yeah.
What about the Acolyte?
Yeah,
there was a droid in that one.
The pip droid,
yeah.
Yeah, old.
Oh, yeah. He barely counted as a droid. He was terrible.
What? How dare you?
I definitely dare. Did we win? Oh my god.
Yeah, nice job, guys. We did great.
Wow.
Nice.
Right. We did great.
Yeah, what does Moon Knight have to do with anything?
He was in the plot.
Hey.
Oh.
Rob's the MVP.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Rob's always the MVP.
I thought I had a chance.
It was Rob
has this game at home.
Yeah. I do.
He owns the game. Do you guys remember that when you were a cat?
I'm a spoiled kid. Yeah, yeah. I had this game at home.
He's way better than us, but it's okay because he owns the game.
Yeah, that's right. You can play all the time. So, okay, so they jump to hyperspace. KB says she calculated the odds that the guy's a Jedi and they're really, really low. You know, that all checks out. That all checks out.
Yeah. And then they go to the moon.
What?
Eye stalks, right? We all notice the eye stalks, the member berries.
Eye stalks? I didn't notice any eye stalks. What are you talking about?
Well, they go to the owl lady's place and the eye stalk things come out of the...
At Jabba's palace. Their version of a ring.
Ring video doorbell, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been hard to miss, but yes.
You're gonna have fun with Johnny, Rob.
Wait, oh shoot, I didn't want to be... How do I change my guy?
H.
You gotta pick somebody, dude.
I want to be Thor. I'm finally understanding how to play him a little bit. All right, so right. Okay, yeah. So they get the ice stalks, and they say I'm gonna go talk to an old friend, but I don't really trust her. Again, kind of a Lando vibe. And they come in, and it's this owl lady, and she is like the nicest, most helpful person ever.
Right.
She's nice to the kids. She's like, it's okay that you don't know where you're from. We'll figure it out. We'll work on the problem. We'll figure it out together.
Just like the little one from the
Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
green chick with the eyes.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Who just has Luke's lightsaber for no reason.
Yeah. Collect. But anyway. But the what are those bubbles?
It's from the other Jeff Blanchard.
Oh, so they're like healing bubbles?
Yes, but to the other team.
Right. Anyway, so she helps them all. She helps them all out, and then the moment they get the information they need, Jude Law just attacks her and starts like beating the shit out of her.
Yeah, he's a dick.
And then the kids are like, "Okay, let's go. We're sticking with you, Jude Law."
Well, the video is like, hello, Crimson, you know, we're coming into arrest Crimson Jack. He doesn't just do it for no reason. So
the kids are lucky, or he's lucky the kids don't know what the New Republic is or anything.
I don't know. I would kind of be like, we never trusted this guy anyway. We don't think he's actually a Jedi. And this lady helped us out. Like, I'm sticking with her.
I know. She seems nice.
They don't. I guess they owe him a little bit for getting them out of prison, but not a lot.
Well, he did kind of prime the pump a little bit when he said, watch out, she might betray us, she might call in her goons.
Right.
Kill the squirrels.
I accidentally fell in a pit. Do you also like the part where she says, Alderaan missed the war, did you?
Yeah.
What war? Member berries, yeah.
And then the investigation where she's like using open source information to like figure out where they're from. Like, it has the northern lights around it.
Yeah.
You know, that was cool. Sorry, Alana.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that was cool. That was like some real investigating, right?
Right.
Trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, I really liked how they put all those little tiny pieces together and to do a form of reverse engineering. It was clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I wish it could have gone longer. Thanks a lot, stupid Jude Law. Yeah. Yep. All right. So then they make a run for it. This is the part with the X-Wings. It was great.
Yeah, the X-Wings were so cool.
They were very cool.
I think having them in the shadow helped them look better. And I thought that the kids didn't really fall for it too much. They didn't know who to trust, but they stuck with the guy who got them as far as they did. I can't believe he had Neil fly the ship.
They could have had a little more ambiguity, I think. About a little more debate about who to trust, in my opinion.
Ambiguously.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so the kids man the gunnering turrets, more member berries.
Yeah.
I like the part where the X-Wings we don't actually shoot them. Why don't the X-Wings just shoot them down and then they explain it's their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Yeah, they use ion blasters or something like that. Did you guys notice that?
No, but I did notice that their things were different colors. That makes sense. Yeah.
But those kids could have killed those guys. Like, is it,
100%.
They were real bullets.
They could have.
Yeah.
It's all a game.
Yeah, it's very war game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just missing. Over and over.
Oh, it's wow, overtime.
Boop boop, overtime.
Did we somehow win?
No, it's not over yet.
Is that just round one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
they go with him anyway, they learn. Yeah, and then there's X-Wings and turrets, I wrote. I don't know why I wrote that. Oh, yeah,
because
they're in the turrets.
They were chasing with the turrets.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, and yes, fans. Of course you pick Neil, because Neil isn't going to sit there in the turret. So who else are you going to get? KB needs to help with the flying and all the technical stuff.
KB does the flying, Fleet does the dying.
Okay, no.
KB, you're not. KB's probably not going to be shooting things.
Okay, no. Okay, you put Fern at the pilot because she's not going to crash the ship right into the moon. You put Neil on the turret and just tell him to shoot randomly. That's what I would do.
No. No, because Fern hasn't even proven that she can fly the ship to the
Fern's
Jedi.
A racer.
Yeah.
To a degree, but she also messes up her own speeder. But also the Jedi doesn't know that. He's never taught any of the kids to fly. So, yeah, you assume Fern, the tough girl who's been fighting, can shoot and been doing the training, can shoot, right?
He's no Jedi.
And then you assume the pacifist isn't going to shoot. So
the pacifist?
Yeah.
I think they just needed to give Neil something to do.
He didn't do any of the training. He failed at, like, all the training.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So you don't have him shooting things. That would just be silly. And then, yeah, you think the techie's going to do it?
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, that's episode 4.
I keep thinking the Human Torch is an enemy because he's all red.
I know, I agree.
Well, there is
the genius that came up with that character design.
So episode 4. Are we moving on to episode 4?
Yes, please.
Okay. So they landed somewhere and Guru said, "They're back home." I said, "You have not seen many science fiction series."
Yep, show's over. We did it.
Yay.
Yeah.
But it's like an evil alternative version of Ad-Atten. And you know what this episode really reminded me a lot of?
Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
They land on a planet and shit happens.
They land on a planet that's like similar, but not quite like their own. You know, one of them forms a close relationship with one of the natives and has to leave them behind.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I definitely kind of like the fact that it's like exactly the same as the other one, because it makes you really go, oh, because they kind of hinted at it, but like you didn't realize how much of it was accurate.
Hmm. Well, it did kind of freak me out how it was like Ad-Atten, but totally like messed up and evil.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting twist. It's cool that they keep pulling out more, kind of building out this idea. Like it's not the only one, right? Yeah. It's a whole series of planets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 9 or whatever it is. That's pretty, and it makes sense because I mean, Supreme Chancellor, mm-hmm. Sith Lord, yeah. Palpatine always liked to have. Safeguards and backup plans and backup of backups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were before the Republic.
They were part of the old Republic.
Yeah. The old Republic. So that.
Yeah. All right. So they're in Ad-Atchen. They meet the two warring tribes, which is again totally like a Star Trek episode, right? There's two people fighting. They need like the wisdom of our outsiders to just tell them fighting is wrong. Have you tried just not fighting?
Right. Yeah,
have you tried just being peaceful instead? Also, yeah. I came to the same theory at the same conclusion at the same time as the characters that this was Ad-Atten in the future. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been interesting. It gave Last of Us vibes too, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and also like Black Mirror or even like Mass Effect, where you have like a dark secret over planets, many different planets. Guys, they also had the prequel animals. I forget what they're called. Like EBs or something like that.
Oh yeah, the Inopies.
The Inopies, yeah.
The ones that Jar Jar Binks steps in their poop.
Yeah, that's
in episode 1. The greatest Star Wars moment of all time.
And it's also like fighting over cows, right? That's what they do. It's like, this is all the cast. Also, it's a planet full of child soldiers, so I guess it's like a 2012 world.
Well, that was another thing, too, where the guy was like, on our world, children are equal to adults. Woo, it's so different than ours. Wow.
Wow.
So different and strange. Wow. Yeah. All right, so they tell them that if you go, they'll go to the Fallen Sanctum and maybe the coordinates that you're looking for will be there, but you got to do something for us first, suckers.
Yeah, well, it's a side quest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I liked how some of the kids were good at training and others were clearly not.
I did like the part where the one girl is talking to Neil and she's like, you don't want to fight, do you? And all of his other friends are like, yeah! Like, literally charging off in the battle. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, which is also kind of crazy. I like that the kids all seem to recognize that they were totally in over their heads.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah. Well, the part where they're later, where they're like walking, they're like on the front lines being sent to their deaths, basically. And
yeah, that was crazy. Realize,
yeah.
That was so crazy.
Yeah. They were like, what are we doing here? Yeah. All right. And all right. So yeah, Neil talks to the girl.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. And she's like, have you tried peace? Right. Yeah. That conversation went on forever. Totally like a Star Trek episode. then Jude Law, you see him get attacked by the other guys, the Addies or whatever, and but he somehow off screen fights them off, and then
he doesn't fight them off.
Oh, he bribes them or something.
Bribes
them, yeah. Yeah,
so and ridiculous.
Gets their Opie's back. And he's like, yeah, resolves all the plot elements kind of off screen. So that's nice. Oh crap!
That was cool. It didn't bother me.
Okay, and then they're off to Fallen Sanctum. Neil tries to recruit the girl. He's like, "Why don't you come with us? You don't have to live this life." Another total Star Trek move, right?
So, guys, I have a question. Do you think they were trying to make
the 20th century?
Do you think they were trying to do some kind of political commentary here when they were like, your tribe is weak, unlike our tribe?
What?
Well, it's like how Americans are like pampered.
No, I feel like they were trying to say that both sides were like the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like exactly the same.
That's often what Star Trek says. You guys are fighting, but you can't tell that you're the same.
Right.
You're more similar than you are different.
Right.
Can't you see that?
It's like the ones we just happen to run into first are the good guys.
Right, exactly.
No, nobody's a good guy.
We don't know why we're fighting. I was like, I bet somebody knows. Come on, guys.
Somebody somewhere knows.
We've always been fighting.
Well, they have reasons to fight. They just might not be good reasons. You know, in a lot of modern day conflicts, it's like, oh, we're fighting you because centuries ago or 20 years ago, you guys did this. We're mad about it.
Always mad. Well,
in this episode, that actually didn't happen for once. They were like, they stole our OPs and we're going to go get them back.
Yeah. Today, that line was funny too, because it kind of gave a sense of futility and like how circular it all is, right? They're like, yesterday they stole our OPs. Today we're going to go get them back. You know, and then tomorrow we'll steal their OPs. They're going to try to get ours back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a dead, dying world, like Dark Souls. How many comparisons can we make?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
he
died.
Magneto!
He's at one! Fuck you, Magneto!
Got that shield. Yeah.
That guy just killed himself.
Oh, God. He has some ability. All right, so they go to the tower. Yeah.
There's a part where somebody high fives, and I was like, okay, high fives exist in Star Wars, apparently.
Hugs exist in Star Wars. What do you want?
I don't know. It's just an observation.
Well, this isn't as bad as the Ronin thing, okay?
I don't know, it's just kind of surprising. Like, I never noticed anybody high five before.
Mm.
I'm just, surprised by that.
God. We should probably attack as a team. Who's this chick in the like white skirt? Is that Dagger?
Invisible Woman. But yeah,
she has like high heels.
So I guess because I saw Star Trek. I thought that once they left the planet, the episode was going to be over. Like, they were just going to go get some information and then move on. But we get some more stuff. That's why the show was so good.
Wait, but you skipped... Whoa, but they haven't left the planet yet. I mean, you skipped the whole part where SM-33 goes totally batshit.
I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
I was working my way up to it, yeah.
I was getting to that. Okay, my bad, yo.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right, so they go to the tower, and they find the coordinates, but somebody scratched them away. And they say, what? They say, what happened to these coordinates? But luckily, they don't have to wait, because SM-33 immediately explains that it was him.
Yeah.
This is like a reveal.
It is, and it makes sense, because like that's part of the reason why his ship happened to be there, right? Is because it's not like it's a small universe theory. It's that, yeah. Yeah. All right, so, and then he goes evil, and he attacks people. And
I thought it was very effective and scary when you like rip them apart. Yeah.
If anybody came around looking for him, I was to rip them apart. Yeah.
Well, and it kind of made sense that what's her name could to activate him by just telling him to remember. You know, that all checked out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. I don't know. I thought that was interesting because she could get them to reset some, but like couldn't reset the idea of that she's the new captain and that they shouldn't rip their arms off. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I guess the idea is that she would trick him. Oh, it is a visible woman in like some kind of like fancy dress. Yeah. Oh, wedding outfit. Yeah, that must be it. Okay. So it goes evil. The end.
you were
starting to say what? They were leaving the planet and then what?
Well, I thought they once they had access to the tower, they were just the episode was almost over. That's not the case. Also, Neil saves the day again.
It's the Neil episode.
Everybody loves Neil. Yeah. So at the end, I was like, Guru, oh my God, this show is crazy. It has so many mysteries, so many questions. What's the deal with the planets? What's the deal with SNM? What's the deal with the supervisor and the great work?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Did you like that conversation earlier where they were like, maybe it has to do with the great work?
Yeah, I did.
All right. So anybody have any other thoughts on these two episodes? Is this too frantic to even think about?
It was a great episode.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I liked them.
Very good.
Yep.
They were fun and exciting. I liked what they did with a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot to it.
Yeah, like I said, so many mysteries.
And I do like how there's kind of slowly doling it out, not like just immediately everything and everything like they are sometimes want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what happened these episodes versus the other two.
Don't bring that up again.
Eh.
I think they're coming into this is like the end of a fucking
Overwatch
level. Yeah,
I just realized I always thought that my ammo bar was my health bar. Oops.
Oopsie. Oopsie doodle. Oh, God.
Here we go.
Keep dying.
Oh, shit.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Get busy living or get busy dying. All right, here we go.
Marvel Rivals.
Oh, God. We just lost.
Ugh.
All right,
how much like to switch to Dominion?
Not the lion thing. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we can switch to Dominion.
Don't we have... Is that the third map on this?
I think there is no third map. It's just the one big thing.
It's over. We're looking at the wedding skin.
The life fantastic.
It was like a payload map, basically. Yeah.
All right. So time for questions of the day.
Yes. And I have some. Not one more round. I have some movie related ones that I'm glad Rob is here for.
Please.
Mm.
I guess I just had the one.
Wow.
Sorry, misrepresentation.
Never mind. Yeah.
Misrepresentation. Right. So what in your mind is an example of a perfect movie? That's question number one. Question number one, what in your mind is an example of a perfect movie?
That's a good one. People say a lot about
it. People?
People who need people.
Okay, so I'm gonna open with a little bit of stuff. Okay, so people say the original Star Wars is a perfect movie. I like it. It's my favorite movie. I would not say it's a perfect movie.
Why is there a special edition, huh?
Be wrong. Yeah. How can you improve on perfection?
It's so perfect. Why is Mark Hamill Curry at the end?
That's part of what makes it great.
No, he's perfect, not great.
I think they also changed it in the special edition. So he's like, or he says Leia.
Leia.
Yeah, they piped him in afterwards.
Well, and also, like, once you already know the secret on Tatooine, the droids wandering around is a little bit slow, at least compared to the rest of the movie. People, okay, anyway.
I think it's atmospheric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people also say Back to the Future is a perfect movie, but all the stuff with the mom didn't age so well.
What? I guess part of the fun. I don't know. I think.
Back to the Future is my vote. I watched it recently, and I think it's very, very tight.
Wait, can I ask a clarification? Are we saying what is our perfect movie, or what makes a perfect movie?
What is an example of a perfect movie?
An example. Okay, I missed that phrasing.
Yeah. And my vote is Back to the Future. Yeah.
Back to the Future makes a perfect movie.
I think it is a perfect movie. As perfect as a movie can be, which is, like, you know, perfection is impossible, but I think it's about as tight and, you know, like, well-paced, and I think it checks as about as many boxes as any other movie, as any movie could.
Okay.
Yeah, Back to the Future is a really good choice, and I'm gonna go with The Matrix.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was the question what do we think is a perfect movie, or what makes a perfect movie?
That's what. See,
for the third time, it's what do you think is a perfect movie?
I don't think that's what the question was.
No, it was. Yeah. See, no, you initially said what makes a perfect movie. Yeah,
that's what you said.
No, that's not what I said.
That is what you said.
Check the tape. No, I would never have said that.
I started thinking about characteristics.
Justice for me and Jay. That is exactly what you said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right after I said watch 4 episodes of Skeleton Crew this week.
No, clearly that's what this argument's really about. Yeah, for the audience that's confused, like, why are they yelling so much? There's some bad blood that.
Yeah, there's some latent tension that's not directly related to the phrasing of this question.
Exactly.
People keep putting in phrases, and they're taking them away.
Well, I have one. Is Matt the only one who's put one in?
So no, Rob put in the Matrix.
Oh, the Matrix.
I mean, it's like just that combination of like amazing action, amazing idea, even though it's kind of ripping off of a couple things, but not even too much directly, and just like, yeah, it's just like also just tightly written and kind of like Back to the Future, where there's not too much like you're like, why is this scene here? It all comes together quite well, I think.
Romance,
feel free to disagree. I mean,
perfect romance.
It's two very stilted people, but maybe that's why they're meant for each other, you know?
It's got a little bit of it. It's got a little another one I think that people talk about is Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think that's up there for a lot of people. So if someone wants to take that one, go ahead.
I'm going to take one before someone else does. A little movie called Aliens.
Yeah.
Certainly the perfect action movie. Scary without being too scary. It's violent without, I would say, probably too violent. I mean, Matt, I guess perfect family friendly doesn't qualify as perfect, because then The Matrix probably wouldn't do it either. I guess The Matrix is okay. It is rated R, but.
Light
yeah,
on,
no, it doesn't
yeah.
have to be family. It doesn't have to be family friendly.
Okay. That would be really hard.
I am going to say Happy Gilmore.
Really?
Oh, okay.
There's not a whole lot you can complain about the movie. It makes me laugh every time I see it. It has a little bit of fighting, a little bit of intrigue, a little bit of love, a lot of comedy.
Where is the intrigue in Happy Gilmore? I'm a little confused.
Like, is he gonna win the golf tournament?
Okay.
Intrigue.
What's going on with the whole senior citizen facility?
Where is that at? Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Are you excited for Happy Gilmore too?
Oh yes, I'm glad that they finished filming.
Oh yeah.
I think I have it on DVD. You should show Guerrero. I'm not sure if I've ever seen it all the way through. I think I've seen like parts of it.
I don't think I have.
You know what's good? When even my sophomore, my niece, when she was a sophomore, was like, "Ooh, I think I'm gonna watch all of Adam Sandler movies after watching that."
Perfect age.
And you were like, "No, don't."
I'm gonna say then she saw like Little Nicky and Ridiculous Six, and she's like, "Yeah."
No, she won't watch movies. Grown ups. She won't watch Adam Sandler movies without me, so I'm not gonna even bring those up.
Okay.
Yeah. If I really wanted to torture her, I'd make her watch Punch Drunk.
Well, you don't like that movie? People say he does a good job at it.
No, no.
One of our greatest directors.
I love that movie, but it gives me so much anxiety watching it, as she hates things that give you anxiety just like I do. So, like, it would not go well.
You should show her Uncut Gems, then. That whole movie is anxiety.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch that movie.
There you go.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Jurassic Park, of course.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer, Family Feud.
That's accurate. Might be the best answer.
Okay. I also thought of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
I don't know if it's perfect, though.
Johnny Depp's perfect to you.
I don't think Jack Sparrow is for everybody. I think he could be a bit much.
I think he's a good amount in that first one, but the other two are actually more bland.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody weigh in?
Yep. Everybody did.
Okay. I thought you were going with Happy Gilmore.
I am going with Happy Gilmore. Honorable mention.
Okay. All right. So so listen carefully, perhaps for the first time, to question number two, okay?
Uh-oh.
Question number two. Would you rather watch on mute with subtitles, a comedy or a horror movie?
Good question, dude.
Horror movie.
Thanks, buddy.
Hmm.
Well, is it a horror movie?
Yeah. That's how I usually watch them anyway.
So I don't understand, because I don't like horror movies, but I thought the point of watching horror movies is to be scared.
No.
Okay, then what's the point? Enlighten me.
They're like, they make you think.
What?
That's an interesting perspective. I like that.
They make you think about dying?
like Barney? About, like, have you guys ever seen It Follows? That movie stays with you.
Why is what is it? You mean It Follows you?
It Follows. You think, like, what would you do if you were, if it was following you?
Okay.
Get a prostitute?
No, because it'll just kill the prostitute and then come after you again.
Oh, wait, is that how it works?
All right, yes. keep hiring prostitutes.
it's a win-win, see?
I don't see the downside.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so, right.
I would say probably a horror movie as well.
I would definitely say a horror movie because I don't like horror movies, but I feel like part of the... If you want to watch a horror movie to be scared, then you need the sound, like especially the music, to make it scary.
Yeah, we just talked about that earlier.
Right. So, but if you like comedies and you like horror movies, it's a better question because the subtitles and the mute takes away from the experience of both in a bad way, right?
Yeah, because you're a little bit of a barrier. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like for me, watching a horror movie with on mute with subtitles is a plus because I don't want to be scared. It's a positive thing.
Why would you do that? Oh, no, you're saying for the purpose of the question.
If I was actually in this position, that's what I would choose because I don't want to be scared.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Okay. Comedies, it depends a lot on the timing, too. Like, Guru and I watch, you know, Bollywood comedies where you have to read the subtitles to get the joke. And, you know, the timing hits differently, even if it's not muted.
And it's about the delivery, right?
A lot of it is.
Not just the line. Yeah.
How about the rest
Rob, what would you say, the movie master?
You're right. No, I would pick horror, but like the thing is, like, horror is a visual medium, so you can actually kind of just entertain yourself by just watching the cool imagery. Like, I feel like if I watched something about Mary or something, I would not. Although there's a lot of visual gags with that, but like, I think it depends on the comedy because some comedy is very dialogue focused, and yeah, like a When Harry, I don't know why I think When Harry Met Sally, it's kind of a rom-com, but like that's a very chatty movie that has no visual that appeal at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like just sitting in a hallway, people watching.
Basically, yeah.
What would this question be if you watch it without subtitles? You had to just guess what was going on.
Well, and that one, I think you'd have to watch a horror movie because
there's no point.
I mean, even like a movie like Wedding Crashers that has a lot of physical comedy, I feel like it's still a very small percentage of the movie compared to the dialogue.
Well, you could watch what's his name, Buster Keaton, Silent Era.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like Three Stooges is like you don't need no dialogue or sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now see here.
It helps. Whoa.
How about you, Alana? Jay?
You said horror, right?
Yeah, pay attention.
What was the question again?
Subtitles, mute, horror movie, or silent, or comedy movie.
What?
Makes you appreciate me a little bit more. So if you had to watch a type of movie only on mute, with subtitles, no sound, would you rather watch comedies or horror movies? Which one is a worse experience or a better experience?
Horrors, especially today, they just rely on too many jump scares. So, I mean, you want the auditory, I guess, for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in theory, you'd want audio, so you wouldn't want the captioning, you want the audio.
Secret message! Totally worked.
Yeah, I think that answers my question.
Okay. Alright, everybody weighed in?
I think so.
Alright.
These are supercharged.
Oh, crap, you're right. I'm going to lose. All right, so question number three. Let me know if we've had this question before. I feel like we may have talked about it a long, long time ago. But I'm not sure. Yeah, in a galaxy far away. So do you take the day off work on your birthday?
No.
What?
I don't think we talked about it already.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if Alana's no meant. You guys are all hitting your treasure bags except for me. Anyway. Do you take the day off work for your birthday? And I guess the follow up is if you do, what do you do?
I usually sleep in and then
start drinking.
Thank you, Zach.
Not so much anymore.
It's like St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. Shower beer.
Shower beer. Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta look that up.
All right, so Jay usually does that. He sleeps in, and then what?
I mean, I guess it depends. If it's closer to a weekend, then I probably will go get. If it's a weekend, then I usually do food, and then drink and play games. If it's on a weekday, usually sleep in, get some drawing done, and then play video games for the rest.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a weekend, that's not the question, because then it's just what do you do on your birthday? The weekday is more like if everybody else is working and you take the day off, what are you doing? But there you go.
Well, and do you use the leave? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I usually do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jay says yes. Zach says no. I say no.
Wow.
Well, I can elaborate on it. Our birthday, our whole lives is. Matt, me, and Alana has been while we're on vacation. So we don't usually have the choice.
The actual birthday isn't always on vacation.
It usually is. But sometimes
it hasn't been the last few years.
Sometimes it's not, and I don't normally.
Did you take the day off then? Wouldn't you?
No, you don't take the day off because you're going on vacation like pretty much immediately afterwards.
Oh, right after. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you guys can imagine. You can extrapolate.
Mm-hmm.
If you would know, you can't extrapolate that.
Extrapolate? I don't know how that applies.
Like, imagine if your birthday didn't fall under with that kind of tradition.
I still wouldn't take it off. Yeah, I hoard my leave. Guru gets mad at me. I should ask Guru this question.
Yeah, no, screw that. I earned my leave. I'm going to use it however I want to sleep. I'm going to use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, a lot of your birthday was in the middle of January.
I wouldn't take it off.
Okay.
Because, like, what's the point?
You could sleep in. Okay.
Think and about the passage of time.
Yeah. There at the wall. Hang out with Bobby.
We do mom so another year older. How does it feel? That's what our mom used to do.
You always
do still do that?
She did that tone of voice.
Oh my god.
100%. That is so accurate.
And then she starts doing it with the kids in the beginning of the school year too. So fourth grade, how does it feel?
Love it.
Not in third grade anymore.
Yeah, middle school is right around the corner. How does that make you feel?
Good times.
Love you, mom.
Yeah.
All right, and Rob.
I definitely always take the day off. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
There's a. I don't know. I feel like my birthday is like a national holiday to me. I'm like, I gotta milk this as much as possible.
And what do you do?
Yeah, you celebrate yourself, Rob.
Yeah, I earned this. I get a province. What did I do last? I went for a long walk around DC, which is nice. And then like I always go to the movie theater pretty much every time at some point. Like last birthday, because it was on a weekday, so like I did stuff on the weekend, but like on the weekday I just like went to AFI Silver and I saw Terminator 1 and Easy Rider double feature with a friend, and it was pretty great.
Cool.
What do you think about the E Street Cinema this year?
Very tragic. I was like, that like hit me in the chest. I was like, what?
Yeah, that sucks.
What are we doing here? I thought like at least
you had two.
Oh my god.
Like a library? Is library good? Just tell me the truth.
I think it's fine.
Library? No.
Okay.
No, it's bad. All right. Anything else, guys?
I'm good. What are we watching next week?
Next week?
How many episodes?
More Skeleton Crew.
Two episodes of Skeleton Crew next week.
Episodes.
All right. Thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Hey-yo.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they